And now, words and their stories from VOA Learning English. On this program, we explore words and expressions in the English language. Today, we begin with a story about two good friends, Caleb and Corinne. They have a lot in common. They like the same books, enjoy the same movies, and play the same sports. But the friends are also quite different in the way they live their lives. Corinne is a planner. She always has a schedule, and she likes to make lists. She is always on time and knows exactly where she is going. Caleb is a free spirit. He likes things unplanned and likes to see where the road takes him. In fact, sometimes he does not know exactly where he is going. One day, these two friends decided to go shopping together. You might find it surprising that something like shopping would test their friendship. But it did. To Corinne, shopping is an unpleasant task, so she does it as quickly as possible. She goes to stores as soon as they open, and she buys only what she needs. To Caleb, shopping is an adventure. He likes to linger in front of store windows. He looks at the objects for sale for a long time, without even stepping inside the store. This activity that is popular with some is called window shopping. Caleb does not pay much attention to his shopping list. In fact, he usually doesn't have one. He likes to browse, and he says that browsing has resulted in some of his best purchases. Well, he calls it browsing. Corinne calls it dawdling, or wasting time. And that is where their problems started. The two had decided they would have a party. They had to shop to buy party equipment, like pretty dishes and tablecloths. They also needed to buy flowers, balloons, and other decorations. This meant going to several stores. Caleb wanted to browse to help him get ideas for the party. Corinne just wanted to buy what they needed and leave. It was not going well. Finally, when Caleb lingered too long again at a window display, Corinne said, "Can you please stop dilly-dallying? You've been lollygagging this whole time, and I just want to go home." Caleb turned to her and said, "I am not dilly-dallying, nor am I lollygagging. This is how I shop. If you feel like this is wasting time, then you can go home." Corinne thought about it and said, "That is the best idea I have heard all day." While Caleb shopped, Corinne could start making food for the party. It was a good idea to separate and do different tasks. The party was a success, and their friendship survived. Now back to our words, lollygag and dilly-dally. They are funny-sounding words. People who fool around during tasks can be said to lollygag. People who dilly-dally move or act slowly. And as we said earlier, these words also mean dawdle. lollygaggers, dilly-dalliers, and dawdlers all waste time. We usually use these words to describe people who move or act slowly to avoid doing something unpleasant. Here's another example. A parent might accuse their child of lollygagging on their way to school. Or a teacher might accuse a student of dilly-dallying before starting a test or homework. Sometimes we just say dally. So a parent could warn a child, "Don't dally at the playground after school. Come straight home." Although that usage is a little less common. And please note, when you say someone is dilly-dallying or lollygagging, as Corinne did with Caleb, they might take offense. And that's all the time we have for this Words and Their Stories. Until next time, I'm Anna Mateo.